let's go to Food and Wine Festival. And we're going to start off with, now the Waffle Night, which is on tonight, is actually sold out.
Yes, yes, that's on Windows with Stella at Alberston. Yeah, sold out early in the piece. I think even, you know, just as the calendar was printed, very popular over there.
Yeah.
But they also have their pickled pantry in the wild, means outside, tonight. And that's also tomorrow night as well, Thursday and Friday night. So to get more details on that, people need to go out and to go on our food and wine calendar and have a look.
Yep.
And, of course, you see, a lot of people don't realise that they have the Broadacres wine associated that is theirs, with not just pickled onions. So, you see, there'll be probably tastings and everything outside.
Mm.
And that probably leads me into Friday night as well. They've got their big degustation dinner at Windows on West Stella. And I'm sort of looking at the menu now with oysters and slow-cooked pork belly, lamb backstrap, you know, all good Tasmanian cheese. Wonderful menu to team up with their Broadacres Chardonnay, etc., and their Pinot. So, yeah, that's going to be great. Lovely to have them as part of the festival. So that's really quite busy for tonight and tomorrow night. And there's also down at Providor Place, there's a Cold Climate Classic, the meet and greet down there for the public. They're going to get started with the official stuff, and then the public will be invited in. But once again, people need to have a look online.
Yeah,
so that's great. There'll be food available. You know,
now, just I'll mention that the Cold Climate Classic, in case people don't know what that is, it's a big touch football tournament, which is happening in Devonport in and around Meerkroft Park this weekend. But anyway, so that's so that you'll have people there for the meet and greet tonight. Tomorrow night at Providor Place. Yeah,
that's right. And there's also they're calling it a hangout, a classic hangout at Providor again on Saturday. So there's quite a bit on the calendar to do with that. And one thing that's very important is that Warrawee, the shelter for women, they're having a high tea and calling it Supporting Our Sisters High Tea for Warrawee. So once again, need to get online and have a look at that. That's on Saturday. And then something that's very interesting at Ashgrove, they've got a great Tassie cheese toasty. So there's a bit of a competition, I think, happening there, Darren.
Oh,
I think you pay
that sounds fantastic.
$10 to enter. And you can win 100, so, you know, it's pretty exciting there, so people should look at what Ashgrove are doing on Saturday afternoon. And out of the conservatory, the Masons out there are doing a great job, of course, and they've got the gin fair on Sunday. There's also, of course, food coming from, food will be on at the Oriental Chef here in Devonport, and of course, as you've just said, the Cold Climate Classic Fiesta will be the finale at the Bluff as well on Sunday. So, yeah, there's things to do. So, you know, as I said, we're just encouraging people to get online and have a look at the calendar.
Yeah.
And this will be the last year that it's broken into two parts. Like this year it was March and October. Next year it'll be all October. And Darren, if I can just put a plug in for people that are in the hospitality industry and businesses, they've got ideas they'd like to showcase. We don't care how early it is. The minute this is over, we'll be getting our act together for 2022 and we'd like them to contact us.
Hmm. All right then, that's fantastic. Check out the calendar online. There's a week and a couple of days left of the festival. Finishes on the 31st. So, and you can go to the website to get all the information, devonportfoodandwine.com.au. Now, unfortunately, one thing that has been cancelled, though, is, and I was really looking forward to this, embellished gingerbread.
Yeah, that is a shame. Yes, as you know, I'm associated with Home Hill, bringing a friend who's a chef and just has such great ideas in to do the gingerbread. I don't know a lot about it. I was told it was going to be a surprise, as well as that was to be today.
Yeah.
The other one she was doing was going to be the sweet sugar work at Home Hill, and then gingerbread again on Saturday. So, yeah, we're very disappointed. However, I shouldn't say cancelled. As soon as things are back to normal, Bob's very happy to come over and do it again for us. So people just need to keep in touch with places like Home Hill and our Facebook page, because we'll slot it in as soon as we can, because we think it's great. Great exposure for Home Hill and for people to see something different and to learn. So, yeah. But then again, Darren, you've got to look forward to having waffles at West Stella. I'll say no more about that.
Wow. Their waffles, like we've spoken before about this, how their reputation has spread very quickly about how good their waffles are. So they're not just all about the pickles.
wine.
All the wine.
There's lots of reasons to visit. And as I said, look, we've got some great food places, not just in Devonport, right along the coast. And, you know, this festival committee are inviting everybody to come in into the festival. We need to look at it more as a region. So anybody listening, please contact me, because it can be expanded simply by what Westella have done. Putting their name on the calendar, we can talk the businesses up on the northwest coast.
Indeed. Devonportfoodandwine.com.au for the calendar. Thanks, Lynn. Talk to you.
Thank you, Darren.
It's a Friday tomorrow, so we might have a quick yarn tomorrow and just mention a few of the things that are coming up again over the weekend, if you don't mind.
That's fine, Darren. I look forward to it.
All right. Talk to you then. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.